afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hi, welcome to Rock Solid. This is your podcast for all things music, both new and classic.
Hell yeah, it is.
And that's Gary Lucy.
Hell yeah, I am.
And I'm Pat Francis.
Pat, do you know what time it is?
It's 2:30, so it's time to go to the dentist.
It's Rock 30.
It's Rock 30.
Actually, it's Rock 37. We're running a little late. We should probably get going.
I know what month it is.
What is that?
It's Rocktober.
Rocktober. Yeah. Oh, man. Do you have any special plans for Rocktober?
As always, I just rock out with my cock out.
Oh, God. There it is.
For 31 days straight.
Oh, man. It's that time of year again. When the cock starts changing color. Hey, congratulations, Brian Salvatore, for winning our contest last week of the guitar solo contest. Did you ever take that home and analyze that? And
I did. I just didn't want to put my throw my hat into the what's the phrase? Throw my towel into the hat.
Throw your towel into the. You don't want to throw your towel into the hat.
Into the ring.
He figured out all seven clues. So
well, let's give the answers. You want to give the answers?
We got your AC/DC Highway to Hell. Oh yeah, yeah. Let's hear that again. I think.
Play.
Matt's got it here, and we still got to figure out on a prize package. But I'll. It's AC/DC Highway to Hell.
That was Thin Lizzy, yeah. Steely Dan. Yeah.
That was the stumper. Now this one was... This one I thought you'd get, for sure.
I know who that is. Oh, that's Pat Benatar.
Pat Benatar, yeah. Shadows of the Night. I always thought that was what a crazy solo for a top 10 hit.
Her husband is a great guitarist.
He's
really underrated because he's never rated.
Somebody rate that guy.
And he is great. But, Neil Giraldo.
The big stumper before that, it was Maggot Brain by Funkadelic.
Ooh, see, that would have...
Virtuoso. That seemed like kind of like an FU question.
That was the hardest one for me to get.
But, and then there was Steely Dan, before Steely Dan was the Pixies' Monkey Gone to Heaven. So,
and Matt, I thought last week you thought you heard No Doubt in there, but obviously you didn't.
Weezer.
Weezer. Which song?
Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly.
So there you go.
And then it was... what was the Thin Lizzy? Is that
Boys
Are Back in Town, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll do that again sometime. We have another great game today, but first... I wanted to get you.
Can we do that game again, but with drum fills?
Yeah, okay. Hey, that's not a bad idea.
A little harder.
Yeah, a little harder, but it might
work.
It might work. I wanted to play one of the great, not so great moments in hip hop history.
Excellent.
That I billboarded last time. This is one that it's like, it isn't that, I was hinting that it might be a case of elder abuse because the guy who's doing it, I don't think he's doing it of his free will. He was down on his luck, and then those you know how like they offered the Octomom like a lot of money to do a porn, and you know she's desperate and everything. So it was kind of like one of those situations. He was too old to do a porn, so he did a freecreditreport.com commercial, and it goes a little something like this. Hit it.
Shout out to my people. This is Ed McMahon, rolling slow through the suburbs in an unmarked van. I ran the strip in the 80s, brought big fat checks to the ladies. When I showed up at their door, they would start screaming like crazy. Raked it in hand over fist, was on the VIP list. I was a verbal gunslinger, and my shots never missed. But now the bills have come due, and my credit score's whacked. So I'm hitting up the winners to get my checks back.
Hi, Ed McMahon. Ed McMahon. Remember, I gave you that big check. I'd like to have that check back. I'm having some stuff with help a lot. Just a little bit.
Anyway, so that's wow.
That's like post like everything for him. This is like post Tonight Show, post Third Stroke. How many takes do you think they pieced this together from?
Well, that's my main observation. Ed was kind of spitting some heat. He kind of had some flow. He wasn't like bad at rapping, but it was just like, leave him alone. And now, that must have been during the last year of his life,
yeah,
right?
So it's hard out there for a gimp.
Indeed. So,
wow.
did you, if there was no further new business, I had little quiz for today. Now, today we're I think we billboarded that it's the it's another version of Rock Solid Opedia Volume A.
Right.
So these are this is a quiz about the letter A. So every answer will have something to do with A. And
oh, Matt wants to get in on this?
And Matt will get in on this.
I got your mic doesn't work.
Okay, seven questions.
It just doesn't.
Okay, and these have to do with the letter A.
Yeah, 90 seconds on the clock. She sold 12 million copies worldwide of her debut album, Songs in A Minor.
Oh, Alicia Keys.
Is correct, Ty, on that one.
Ty.
Okay, ABBA, you know ABBA? Tell me what either one of the A's stand for in ABBA. Close.
And I know their names, but I don't know their names.
Right.
Anders?
No, those are so close. It's Agnetha.
Agnetha, that's what I mean.
And Annefried.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, AKA Frida. All right, no points on that one. Kenny Loggins' hit inspired by the work of A.A. Milne.
A House on Pooh Corner?
Is correct. Pat's in the lead. Okay.
I'm all right.
All right begins with A.
That was another one. Okay, season 4 of American Idol, Carrie Underwood sang which song by heart?
Alone.
Do not try to stump Pat on Carrie Underwood.
How do you get me alone?
Or on heart.
Would you like to get Carrie Underwood alone?
Hey now. She'll scratch up your truck. which A is the hometown of Chrissy Hynde and Devo?
Akron.
Is correct. All right. Let's see. Matt, this is an audio daily double. If you would play that first song on my cue there.
Just to step away from the microphone.
And this is a off-sampled song by the Incredible Bongo Band. Which Native American Southwestern tribe is it named after?
Apache.
It's correct! Man. And
That sucks because I saw it, so I couldn't play that one, but I totally would have beaten him on that.
I'm going to give you credit on both of them.
All right, Tom.
Okay. That's on the Sugar Hill Gang. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You know what? I think someone from the Sugar Hill Gang, they redid that for Sugar Hill Records.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah,
it's not as good, but interesting.
It seems like it shows up a lot, yeah, in different things. And finally, you know the song Maps by Yeah Yeah Yeahs? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's actually an acronym, too. What does the A stand for in Maps?
Oh.
And it's a name, and I'll give you a hint. It's the same name as the A that you might see on...
Annefried.
No, it's close.
Okay.
It's the same A that you might see on someone's precious schoolboy uniform.
Academy.
Close. Who? What rock star wears a schoolboy?
Angus.
Yes, it stands for Angus. Huh. My Angus, Please Stay is what that
My
stands
Angus,
for.
Please Stay.
She was in love with this fellow Angus from The Liars, and that's what happened. So that's.
I thought that was about an Angus steakhouse that was going out of business.
It's a Black Angus.
Yeah, Black Angus.
They don't love you like I love you. Steaks.
Bloomin' onions.
No, oh, man. Those are good. What do you like better, a Bloomin' Onion or an Awesome Blossom?
They're the same thing, right? A little bit different.
I don't know.
Made with an onion.
Never had one.
I don't know. I'll go Awesome Blossom because that's what Michael Scott likes on The Office.
Oh, okay, that sounds good.
Yeah,
that was good. That was a good Office this past week.
I didn't mind. Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, the underdogs really inspire the unexceptional. That's really.
Yeah, cool. I'm enjoying that actor.
Yeah, James Spader. He found this weirdo groove, and he's just running.
Yeah,
with it.
He's crazy.
He when I worked at Book Soup, in the late '90s. He was in there all the time. He'd wear like some Woody Allen cognito, like a floppy fishing hat and some dark sunglasses. And like, you know, dude, no one's, you know, there's no Fresh Horses fans here. This is before Boston Legal.
I saw him down at when Golden Apple Comics was on Melrose Avenue.
Oh, wow.
He used to live a couple blocks from that. And I went up there one day and he was really heavy. And he was taking a yo-yo class.
A yo-yo class?
And I thought, oh, isn't that nice? Because he probably has his son here taking a yo-yo class. No, just him taking a yo-yo class.
Wow.
At Golden Apple Comics.
He was preparing for a role as the villain in the Tommy Smothers story. He was going to take him on. But yeah, he's a real book nut. He would buy like two copies of every new first edition thing, like one for reading and one for burning.
So we got, you got any other agendas today? You got anything?
That's it. I'm ready to get into these A's. I have so many A's. It was like, I thought, what are we going to do when we get into a real letter, like B?
I don't know.
Or
now
S
listen,
or something.
When you say A.
Yeah.
Again, this is the last name of the artist.
Yeah. Yeah, which goes a little.
You're going to cheat, aren't you?
No, I'm not. No, I'm
not. You're not going to throw me in Atlantis.
No, because I had to like weed these things out because I just had.
I can't believe you had that many artists that are A's in your collection.
I try to like. I don't have a lot of whole albums, but I have a lot of different. I have like
songs.
Yeah, 25,000 songs, but like 5,000 artists. Okay. So it's like a lot of.
Like, is Argent on your list?
They're not.
See, there's one.
Holy shit. All right, we're going to have to do this again.
Okay.
All right.
Double A.
It's double A. Beep, beep. MCO.
Well, how many do you have? How many clips do you have this week?
I have 10 clips. I have three medleys.
I'll let you go first because I have 9 clips. So let's start this. Go first.
I'm gonna start off with some good old fashioned. This is the Rock Solid Opedia Volume A. Songs in our collections that start with A that we think you should like or think you should know about. Or maybe
now, the artist
starts
not
with A.
Not the song.
And I'm going to start it off with just some unapologetic, good old fashioned. Grunge nostalgia.
Okay.
It's Archers of Loaf, Web in Front on Rock Solid. Kick it!
Stuck a pin in your backbone, spoke you down from there. All I ever wanted was to be your spine. Lost your friction and you slid for a mile. Overdone, overdrive, overlive, override. Thanks for offering. It's not a voice and I'm not around. Thanks for picking it up.
Ah, those are good times, Pat. Good times for me and for the nation.
And what year was this?
1994. Out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. The album's called Icky Metal. You need it.
I like it.
Right. Archers of Loaf. Pat Francis, what say you in letter A?
I have that song that you just played. I never heard that song before.
Oh, really? Oh, great. Well, I think everybody grab a pad and a pencil because I think you're going to get some good downloadable suggestions.
We are going to go back to 2001.
Right.
For a band called American Hi-Fi.
Ooh.
From their debut album called American Hi-Fi.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a song called Flavor of the Week.
Oh, yeah.
A W-E-A-K.
She paints her nails and she don't know. He's got her best friend on the phone. She'll wash her hair, his dirty clothes are all he gives to her. And he's got posters on the walls of all the girls he wish she was. And he needs everything.
Here it comes.
Her boyfriend, he don't know anything about her.
Chorus. Two songs back to back that you can have fun air drumming to.
Yeah, for sure. I think that was some dudes from Veruca Salt, I think, were in that. I don't.
You know what?
That.
I don't know much about them. All I know is I like those couple of their songs.
And I know there was what's his face? Greg Barrett did a pilot for Comedy Central where he was like a DJ. With like Moon Zap or something, and the Lemur or something like that.
I remember that.
And
yeah.
And I think they were the guest on there. But right. Yeah, there they go. Anyway, so yeah, American Hi-Fi. That's good. It kind of sounds like Blink 182.
Yeah, a little.
You know what I don't like about those kind of bands is they're kind of like. Just like have the courage, you know, to believe in your melody. They have to sing like this, like it's crazy. Just like, you know, give some emotion like the boss, you know, and then you'd have some because it's good melodies, man.
She's my flavor of the week.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend.
All these small things. See, it would be so much better. All right. This is, this next one has it all. It's got, pirate costumes. Native American war paint.
Boobs.
No boobs. There's African Burundi drumming, rockabilly guitar. It's, these guys were just one of the great bands of the 80s. Adam and the Ants, Beat My Guest. Some of the more punkin' moments here. Oh, and yodeling. Get some good yodeling in here. More air drumming.
More rocking than any Adam and the Ants song I've ever heard.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They got a deep catalog.
Beat me.
something happened after to Adam after he left the Ants. And he went solo, and he started. All of his songs started to be about how, oh, why won't the press leave me alone?
Yeah,
and now they do. So be careful what you wish for. That's
Some other Adam and the Ants? Desperate but not serious.
Desperate but not serious. That don't drink, don't smoke.
Goody two shoes.
Yeah, goody two shoes.
This song doesn't sound like those songs at all.
Oh wait, man, this rocks. Yeah,
was that his first album that this is off of?
I believe so. Yeah, I think that's Kings of the Wild Frontier. I think.
Okay, cool.
And yeah, that's good stuff. What's in the Forbidden Zone? Oh, I think that's the. Compilation, I think. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, but that's okay. What's come on, boss.
Oh man, Adam and the Ants. I like Adam. And I like that.
I like that secret squirrel.
I like that song, Adam. Strip.
I like Adam. I just don't like ants.
Yeah, I tell you what, his band can really ruin a picnic.
So true. So true.
Okay, this is a band that I love. This is from 1980.
Yes.
In Australia, they're called The Angels.
Oh, okay.
But in America, they're not called The Angels because they thought that they would get confused with...
Anaheim Angels?
With a group called Angel.
Oh, right, from Foxes.
Oh, well, we'll have to jump... I guess since I already did this ramp-up, sorry, Matt. Yeah. In America, they're called Angel City.
Oh, okay.
They were discovered by AC/DC.
Oh.
And this is an album called, from the album Face to Face. It was their first album that was released in America. And this is a song called Take a Long Line.
Take a Long Line.
A little down strumming.
Yeah. Got throbbing bass.
Yep.
Cool, that's a new one on me.
Yeah, Angel City. You can find that album on iTunes, and then you can find their other stuff on iTunes also, but it's under The Angels.
I was rapping out with one of our listeners from Australia on the on our Facebook page there, Rock Solid the Podcast, like us today, and he was turning me on to some things. It's like a whole different country down there. They've just got their everything.
Down under.
Yeah.
They got their Olivia Newton-Johns, they got their Rick Springfield.
All this stuff is crazy.
Their Midnight Oil, their Men at Work.
Don't get me started. Pat, I had so many records that I wanted to play today that I couldn't play them all today. So I had to have a separate ceremony to play some of the ones that I couldn't play on the broadcast today. And we had it over at Menchie's there in Encino, the yogurt place. They have a back room for parties and stuff. So we rented that out and. There wasn't a big turnout. I won't lie to you,
We didn't get an invite.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, you got to invite people.
Well, next time I'll do it for the next time this happens. But I wanted to play some of the highlights from that. So
you're gonna get a medley?
Yeah, award show won there.
The award for best song by a band whose greatness is kind of hard to get across in just one song. American Music Club, Johnny Mathis's Feet.
I lay all my songs at Johnny Mathis's feet, and where the wave of his jewel encrusted hand across the glittering Las Vegas scene.
There's three songs.
Best song by a band who, if they were the subject of a biopic, the lead singer would almost certainly be played by Patton Oswalt. Accept. Balls to the Wall.
Balls to the Wall. That's Udo on vocals, right?
Exactly. He looks like Patton, right? He looks like.
I think that you're doing a disservice to Patton.
Oh, I love that. Patton's cute. I like that guy. Mm-hmm.
Best Jackie Chan tribute, Kung Fu by Ash.
Sounds like the Ramones, kind of.
Oh, Dennis and making it all wet. Come on, Jackie Chan. Oh, 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 oh.
So that's part one of the award ceremony. We might check back into that later. We might not, depending on how
I'm
going to
assume that was Jane Edith Wilson who got coerced into doing the voiceover, the female voiceover.
That's right. Yeah. She's my lovely wife.
Your second wife.
Yeah, my second wife. No, the wife I married twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn the trivia tables on
you. Oh, no. Okay, tell
Gary,
me.
Gary, yeah. What A-named film did that Ash song appear on the soundtrack of?
Oh. Armageddon. Action.
Here's a hint. It was not for adults.
Oh, was it the Action Hero Next Door or the...
It was a Nickelodeon production from the early 90s.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Angus!
Oh my God! Yeah,
when it had a really good soundtrack.
The Muffs were on that soundtrack. Yeah,
yeah, and like Green Day. It was like a lot of good hip bands from that time.
Good for you! Wow, that's a good call. Yes,
Angus. I love it.
Angus. You know, that maybe was about Karen O's boyfriend. Maybe that's what that was really about. Speaking of my wife, could you hit number three? This is the Auteurs. This is a song that.
How do you spell that?
The Auteurs, I think.
All right, the Auteurs.
Nah, this is like the mood of this song. It's like very ominous, but it's kind of like upbeat. Like the lyrics are upbeat, but it sounds like someone's about to get murdered or something. Okay. That's what happens when you marry a showgirl. You go bowling and get high, and that's what life's
you can like. Do that without marrying a showgirl, I think.
Ooh, I wouldn't recommend it. Anyway, what's next on your agenda?
We're going to go way back to 2005.
Okay.
And this is this artist. This is her third album, and she hasn't had an album since then.
Oh.
Her name's Fiona Apple.
Oh, right.
And this is from Extraordinary Machine. Mm-hmm. And I bought this CD for my wife because she liked Fiona Apple. And it was in the car. And every time I use my wife's car, the CD, it was the only CD in the car. So I had to listen to it. And I just kept listening. And then it kind of made me crazy. I like this album so much. And it's very strange. All the songs are very strange. And this is called Get Him Back.
Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Disappoint me. He give me the gouge and he take my glee. Now every other man I see remind me of the one man who disappointed me.
I like him.
Now,
I like it. She wants to get him back, but he disappoints her.
So even though she hasn't had a record in 6 or 7 years, she's still only like 23 or 24 or something, right?
She's really young.
She's very young.
Do.
How did she get done so wrong at such a young age?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You want to, now, is this that one that came out, there was like the John Bryan version that they
released
and everything? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Have you ever done any comparative analysis of those?
I haven't because I've never heard that the other version. She was born in 77, so that would make her...
Wow.
She's 34.
Wow. Okay, we'll see. She should get back to it. I wonder if she's feeling okay.
I wonder if she's... She still pops up at Largo like every month or so and sits in with someone, so she's...
Just waiting for the muse to come back or something?
I guess so.
We haven't heard the last of that one. That's what I predict.
Yeah.
Bless you. Well, speaking of girls that have been done wrong, Matt, could you start this one? Because this one is like, this isn't a song I like at all. This is one of my least favorite songs. But I wanted to bring it up to start a discussion. This is from the 70s, and it's part of a genre. It was kind of a subset of
Yacht. Is this Ace?
This is Ace. How long has this been going on?
This was on my list, and I took it off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, here's my beef with it. It's part of this subset of music of Yacht Rock that I like to call cuckold rock, or the male disempowerment ballad, and where guys would sing about how they've been getting cheated on. Here, crank it up, and we'll hear it a little bit, and we'll talk a little bit after. On Rock Solid. Oh, I missed it.
And that's Paul Carrack on vocals.
Right, right. How long
has this been going on? He was in Squeeze.
Ugh, don't remind me.
And he was in Mike and the Mechanics. That it's part of the scheme, but I can't help but have my suspicion. What about that bass line? And you said you was never intending to break up our scene in this way, but there ain't any use in pretending.
So here's what I'm saying. In the 70s, kids, it was an acceptable move for a man, a rock star,
right,
no less, to go on TV or to go into crowds of thousands of people in his tight Angel Flight slacks, yep, and his feathered hair, and tell the people how, you know, how he's been cheating on, like, I was, yep, you know,
like he's a pussy.
I'm an inadequate lover, or something like that. You know,
that guy, he's on stage. He should be able to go backstage and have groupies between songs.
Yeah, who is this for? Is it for like maybe
know,
like maybe a guy would say, "Ooh, I wouldn't leave him," but you know, but maybe they would see that as a red flag or something like that. Or and is the guy supposed to think like, well, if he can't get tail, what's my excuse?
I know. Well, I think this would be a group that would open for the band Bread.
Bread had one of the worst examples. Diary. Do you know that song where he finds her diary? It's like, ooh, boy, she's really into this guy. Oh, wait a minute. No, she's really into me. No, it's another guy. Well, I wish them well. What?
What? You puss.
Yeah, you puss. And then there's Don't Pull Your Love Out on Me, Baby. Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds. And the worst offender might be Smoke of a Distant Fire. The Stanford Townsend Band. It drives me crazy. Now,
these guys are supposed to be like Ted Nugent. He wouldn't write the Ted Nugent.
No way! Are you kidding me?
Wang Dang Sweet Poontang.
That is not a recipe or something. That is...
That's the way he lives it.
That's how he lives it. And I was thought, this must be a byproduct of the... like the sexual revolution and like women's rights and stuff. But there was like cheating songs like in, yeah, you know, blues and country, like way back. So, you know, the ladies were getting theirs, and that's right, fine. But like when you listen to like an old country song or something, like the implication is, when as soon as I'm done with this song, I'll be murdering both of them.
Right.
You know, so, this is like,
this guy's going to go to their wedding and get him a really nice gift.
A really nice bread machine or something. Yeah. A bread box set.
Anyway. I sent a fruit basket through their honeymoon suite. You puss. Just gonna say puss for the rest of the day.
They made love on your model train set layout. They ruined it. Well, you know.
Oh, well. She's with child now.
I'm gonna babysit for them while they go on a second. Anyway, so I just got my dandruff. Anyway.
Well, my next song is not gonna man it up anymore.
Oh no! Oh no!
But this is a song that I heard when I was listening to, when I saw a promo probably for a show called One Tree Hill.
Okay.
And I've never seen the show One Tree Hill.
Oh, wow.
But then this song stuck in my head because the song's called Boston, and my wife's from Boston. Mm-hmm. And it's from 2006 by a band called, I don't even know if I know how to say the band's name, Augustana?
Never heard of it.
And it's called Boston.
Huh.
I like that song. They're from San Diego.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, do you know anything about this? I like when people flip into their high voice.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
And they got a couple of albums out. So they got I think 3 or 4 albums out. So
here is one that I predict you are going to love.
That's very dismissive.
I don't have any other questions.
I'm just kidding.
But I'm going to tie it together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you want to hit this one, the band's called Athenaeum, which is another stupid name for a band like Augustana.
Yeah,
they have
people shouldn't have problems pronouncing the name of the band.
It's stupid. But do you remember this? This like scrapped the bottom of the charts by '98, but it was a really cool song. And
let me hear it.
It's been out of print for a while, but it's finally back on iTunes and another North Carolina band.
I like that guitar.
Yeah, it's really like kind of like Class of 79 power pop, Graham Tchaikovsky sort of stuff.
Like a pain, oh, nothing's even wrong. And you're ashamed, 'cause you're not quite that strong. That's when I said I'll need more than you can offer me. It's your face that you can tell. Oh, my absence makes you well. It's what I didn't know is I was killing you. I said a lot of things that I didn't mean to, but I am older now and I'm sorry too. So I can wait a while if it brings me back to you.
So there you have it. That's I thought, oh man, this is gonna be in Pat's wheelhouse. He's gonna like
that's
this.
A great song.
So if you want to look for that, it's Athenaeum, Athena plus EUM at the end. I guess an Athenaeum is like a library or a place where poets congregate.
And
or,
how many albums does this band have?
They have like 3, but that was their only major label one.
So this is their first one then?
I guess maybe not. It was like their middle one, but there was like 2 independent. But anyway.
Well,
so,
we'll be posting. You'll post the album cover so we know what to look for.
Sure, Athenaeum. So there you go. That's
all right, cool.
Number 5. What's on yours?
We are going to go back 30 years to 1981.
All right.
And this is someone who you bring them up now and forget it. You're going to get punched right in the teeth. People are going to say, no, I don't even want to hear about it. But before he took a puss pill and started recording a bunch of sappy ballads for movies,
yeah.
I enjoyed the early Bryan Adams.
Okay.
And this is a song from his second album, You Want It, You Got It.
Yeah.
And this is called Lonely Nights. And this is before he broke big. And I like this song. It's my favorite, one of my favorite Bryan Adams songs.
Yeah.
Who says that? See, that's the Bryan Adams I like. I don't like that, you know.
Have you ever really, really? No, totally,
woman,
seriously, really.
I'm telling you, I'm going to ask you one more time.
Yeah. No, I...
Everything I do it for you. All that kind of stuff that, you know, people... Ugh. But I like when he rocks.
I back your play on this. This is definitely in the guilty pleasure category. But you wouldn't want to you wouldn't want any tough guys to catch you listening to this. But
No.
But it was fun. Who was it like he's... Who would you complete this sentence? Bryan Adams. Oh, he's the Canadian. It's hard to say.
Well, I mean,
the Canadian Mellencamp.
Canadian Mellencamp.
That's not
bad.
Yeah, but without minus the social conscience.
Right. Yeah.
Or the you know.
He just the first 4 albums are just fun rock and roll, singing about he's only 51 years old. So 30 years ago,
he was young.
He's 21 years old.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Is that right? Yeah.
My favorite thing about him is back when he was doing that, when he was the album Waking the Neighbors.
Yeah.
Was like he was involved. There was like in the news a lot that he was like complaining about the noise level over at his neighbor's house. We're doing some construction like that. It was, It wasn't like he wasn't saying he was in favor of Waking the Neighbors.
And that album has Everything I Do It For You on it from Robin Hood.
Ouch.
And Prince of Thieves.
Pat, I think it's time to check back in over at Menchie's Yogurt for the part 2 of the awards show thing.
Or we could check back in over at Bryan Adams' house where he's trying to wake the neighbors.
Oh. Named emo band. The Academy is about a girl. best drinking song that makes you never want to drink. As Your Ray, the drinks we drank last night. Best song by a band named after a Middle Eastern political party or a crocheted hairpiece. The Afghan Whigs.
It was so weird. As I was putting this together last night, somebody dialed into the Facebook and they said, why don't you guys ever talk about the Afghan Whigs? It was so crazy.
Well, to that guy, we say,
here you go.
F you.
No, I say, wig out. Here you go. This is all for you. Now, anyway, getting back to the business at hand. This is one of my favorite bands right now. I have no musical. I love music. I have no musical ability. That didn't stop this fellow, named of Eddie Argus, from throwing his band together. They're called Art Brut, if you want to hit that, which is kind of a highfalutin art world term for, like, art made by, like, outsiders, like hillbillies or prisoners or mentally disabled. So, that you know, so it's kind of a genius name that way, especially since he's kind of in that world. He's like a painter. But they just rock. Can't sing, but he's very funny, and he surrounds himself with some rocking
guys.
Let's
hear this voice.
He went out in a rush and cut television shows. She's looking over a lot, and he's still in his work clothes. He can't talk to members of the opposite sex. He starts to talk. They start to look perplexed. So with his eyes on the prize and just a glass of breasts, he walks over and he says, it's uncomfortable all night to sit. Get on the dance floor, it's a direct hit. Move around like your shoes don't fit. Get on the dance floor, it's a direct hit. Why is that cigarette unlit?
I've heard worse vocalists than this guy.
Yeah, she's more of like a character singer, like Lou Reed or something like that. But he has great songs like Bad Comedian. And he has this one like really personal song about an ex-girlfriend, about how he really wants this song to get popular so that, you know, people will point and laugh at her.
And is he from Great Britain?
He is indeed, but he lives in Berlin. That's how arty he is.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, so. And how many albums does this
They have about have? 3-4 albums, and he has like all these side projects. And then there's Art Brut franchise bands that like he's kind of like marketed. It's a real concept. But
he's like Gene Simmons.
Kind of. That's right.
This guy's getting his name out there.
I love when Starchild comes by, but I wish Gene Simmons would come by.
Gene Simmons.
But Starchild, why aren't you as entrepreneurial as Gene Simmons? He seems to have...
Let me tell you something about Gene. He cares less about the music and more about the money. He likes the lettuce. Likes to line his pockets with lettuce.
So when your priorities, it's music first.
Oh, well, I'd have to say pussy first.
Then music.
And then what?
Then music.
I wouldn't put music number two.
What would you put there?
I like astronomy. And then maybe music.
Thanks for coming on. Oh, I'm dying.
Oh.
No, that's okay. Really good. Oh, boy.
So, anyway.
Anyway.
I am going to I'm gonna bring in the country here.
Oh, good, good, good.
I watch, I'm a fan of the show, The Celebrity Apprentice.
All right.
A couple seasons back, this dude, this hillbilly, Trace Adkins, he's in the final two. And he writes this song, or he records this song, and he plays it on the show. It's called You're Gonna Miss This. And this song makes me cry. Just talking about it, I might start to tear up.
Is this he pointing song, at his wang when he
no,
says,
no, no,
okay.
No. That would be great. That'd be that Argus guy.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So this song, it's got three verses and a chorus. And the first verse is the girl's 18 and her mom's dropping her off at school. And the girl is talking about, can't wait to get out of high school. And her mom's like, you know what? You're going to miss this because these are the good times.
Oh, boy.
Then the next verse is she moves into her apartment and her dad stops by and she goes...
Matt's tearing up already.
And she says, you know,
this girl leaving.
The apartment's fine. but, you know, I can't wait to have babies and move into a house. And her dad's like, you know what? You're going to miss this.
Slow it down.
So then the last, we're going to hear the last verse. This verse, it's got the words plumber in it.
Uh-huh.
It's got the words water heater in it. And this song, I might cry. And maybe it's because I have children. Here we go. This is 5 years later after she moves into her apartment.
5 years later, there's a plumber working on the water heater. Dogs barking, phones ringing. One kid's crying, one kid's screaming. And she keeps apologizing. He says, they don't bother me. I've got two babies of my own. One's 36, one's 23. It's hard to believe, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back.
My eyes are starting to well up. I'm not kidding you.
Damn it.
I am not kidding you.
Haven't gone by so fast. These are some good times. So take a good look.
So this is a song I always think about when my kids are driving me crazy, or maybe when Zoe won't go to sleep at night, and you're like, oh, I can't wait till she goes to sleep. And then you think, oh, then she's going to be a totally different person, and then you're going to miss that.
All we have is now, man. It's just, yeah. And it's
that song gets me every fucking time.
It's like trying to grab mercury. You just can't, you know.
You can't do it. Trace Adkins.
That was good. Thank you for... thank you for playing that. That was that's something I wouldn't have listened to on my own accord, and now I'm glad I did. He was a hell of a he's a hell of a competitor on there.
He was,
yeah. So maybe this will lighten the mood a little bit. Matt's queuing this up. It's you can just start at any time. Oh, he's the. I'm not a person who likes to have a lot of fun. We were talking about this earlier. I don't trust it. I don't trust the whole concept. But if I was to have fun, this is what I think it would sound like.
Have a good time now. Welcome to paradise. Paradise.
This is an Australian DJ collective, I guess, called The Avalanches. And a song is called Since I Left You. On Rock Solid. And we'll just cut it off there because we got a lot to get to. But 3,500 samples on this album, the Since I Left You album, just seamlessly. Well, that's quite an odd form.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is the most eclectic show yet as far as music. We are all over the map on this.
It's like a fruit salad.
It's crazy.
Like, yeah, it's nuts.
It should be on Carmen Miranda's head, this show.
This show, it should
and
be.
The whole show today is done in vinyl. So Matt is really working today.
He's
queuing up the tunes and...
Listen to him. Go.
Hey, I can't talk about A's without talking about my bad boys from Boston.
Of course, yeah.
Aerosmith. And I actually went to an album called Rockin' Hard Place from 1982.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
This is the album after Joe Perry and Bradley Whitford, the two guitarists, left, and they were replaced with Jimmy Crespo and Rick Dufay. And this cover is terrible. It's the cover has
Stonehenge.
It has,
right?
Stonehenge, like, yeah, on it. And of course, 2 years later, we would be, Stonehenge would be made fun of in Spinal Tap.
Ooh,
but I think the cover and the fact that the other guitarist players left made people not listen to this. And this is a great Aerosmith album, and this song is called Lightning Strikes.
That's cool. Were there any radio hits on here?
This was there was a video for this song, so that's why I played it. But they do a version of Cry Me a River.
Oh.
It's a fantastic... This album is great. I highly, highly recommend this Aerosmith album.
I guess that you were going to bring in some Aerosmith, so I didn't bring my favorite Aerosmith song, but it's from like maybe the fourth stage of their career. There's like... there's like the early greatness,
yes,
and then Joe Perry leaves, and then
there's
comes back, and then there's like the Lovin' and Elevator,
the up, Crying Crazy Amazing stage,
Crying Crazy Amazing up to like Armageddon, and then it's just silly time after that, like America. But during the silly time, they had that great song
Jaded. Yeah, that almost
that's my favorite.
That's
song.
That's that a great Aerosmith song.
Did they write their own selves, or is that a song?
No, they wrote that.
Oh, okay,
they wrote
good.
That.
That was a good one. This next version is a this next song is a cover version, and it's Mac. You can start that anytime because I'll ramp up to it. Like people, everybody loves the Beatles, but people kind of fall into either the Lennon camp or the McCartney camp, and it's the same thing with this group, the Posies. Everybody loves the Posies, but you're either a John Auer guy or a Ken Stringfellow guy. And I was always a Stringfellow fellow until I heard this, John Auer's cover of Husker Du's Green Eyes, his acoustic version. And listen to this. This will make you cry like you're listening to Trace Atkins or something.
It's a great big world. There's a million other guys. I feel so lucky when I look in those green eyes. Is it the sun that makes them so green? Those are the prettiest eyes I have ever seen. Blue-green eyes, blue-green eyes, blue-green eyes.
There you have it, John Auer, A-U-E-R, from an EP called Six and a Half, I think.
Is that available on iTunes?
I believe so, it is.
Okay, cool. Everything by this point should be on iTunes, right?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, even if it's out of print, how hard is it to throw it up there
on iTunes?
iTunes,
for Christ's sakes. Jeez.
Okay, my next clip is from 2010. Mm-hmm. And this is by a super group.
Okay.
And they
Chicken
were
Foot?
No.
Oh.
This is the biggest super group of all time. Oh. I think so. Maybe not. I like when a band goes away and then when they come back, they don't change a thing. So this is Asia.
Okay.
From the album Omega. Although when I saw them live, the lead singer kept saying, "This is from Omega."
Omega.
And I know that's wrong because you guys have an album called Alpha. So it's Alpha and Omega. It's not Alpha and Omega. And this is Asia not missing a beat from what they did in the 80s. This is Finger on the Trigger. Hit him by the balls.
By the balls.
Oh, here comes the chorus.
You got your finger on the trigger.
Boom.
And now you find yourself in 82.
That's right.
Now, when you're talking about Asia, you're talking about John Anderson?
John Wetton,
okay.
From King Crimson. Steve Howe from
Steve
Yes.
Howe from Yes. And
Carl Palmer from Emerson, Lake & Palmer.
Okay.
And Jeff Downs from The Buggles. And all those guys were in various other bands, but those are, I guess, the most famous bands they were in together.
Omega.
Or Omega.
Oh, Omega. Wow. good for them. And good for you for going, giving it the college try.
Saw him at the new the Club Nokia.
Oh, how is that place? Is that a good place to
see? Fantastic, yeah. Small.
I got to get down there. I got to, okay, this is, boy, okay, I got to make some hard choices.
How do you follow Asia?
How do I follow Asia? Okay, this is, you know, Everybody remembers, like, their first album they bought or their first single they bought.
Eagles' Greatest Hits.
Oh, that was it? That was
my first album.
My first single was...
Every song was good.
by design. My first single was Enjoy Yourself by the Jacksons. And then I think the album was Love Gun, I think, that I bought with my own money. that. But anyway, this is the first song that I ever downloaded, like the first like MP3 downloaded off a blog. Like I kept hearing like, what are all these music blogs I keep hearing about that have MP3s on them? And like everyone, like no one could like suggest like a good one to go to. So I just Googled music blog MP3. And this was the first thing that came up. And I downloaded it, and it was great. And I haven't heard anything about these guys then or since. I think they are from Arkansas, I think. But their name is Ashtray Babyhead.
Okay.
And the song is called Bomb. But check it out. It's cool.
By the phone. And this was a free download?
Yes. You get a little taste of the Ashtray Babyhead experience.
Good enough, and I don't really want. Sounds like the guy's tuning his guitar.
Talk about a good drumming song. Yeah, so then after that, I spent like 6 hours of every waking day downloading free MP3s off of music blogs.
And do you still think you might have those still in your iTunes, or do you think you got rid of a lot of those?
You know, I seldom weed things out like this, so they're probably all... It's probably
in there somewhere.
It's like a strata of like, yeah, an archaeological dig of like, oh, this is where he was wasting time then. So, do you have a last...
Yeah, I'm going to close out with the band that I think, if you look in my CD collection, I think this is the first band you see. They're from Down Under, of course, AC/DC.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
I chose a song off their most recent album from 2008 called Black Ice. And usually when you listen to AC/DC, you're like, that's AC/DC.
Yeah.
And I remember this quote that I read from Stephen King. Someone said, AC/DC, it all sounds the same. And Stephen King's quote was, what's your point?
Yeah.
Because he loves AC/DC.
Yeah.
But this is a song called Anything Goes. And when I heard this song, it sounds a little bit not like AC/DC. It does, but it's a little different. So let's hear Anything Goes.
Let me see.
Kind of has a little different groove.
Yeah.
Just something's different, but I like it. Well, that's fucking the same.
Uh-huh.
I just like the groove of that song.
That does sound cool. God bless AC/DC. What if I was Australian? Yeah, they should have they should, like, You Shook Me All Night Long or something should be the national anthem, or Money Talk or something.
Yeah, I saw them. I never saw them before until 2008, and I could not believe how great they were. In my head, I kept thinking, how could they be any better in 1980 than they are right now? Because right now, they're phenomenal.
Fire! How's that guy still have a speaking voice?
I know, it's crazy.
Man, I just love it. It's still not on iTunes?
There's only one song on iTunes because it's from the last Action Hero soundtrack.
Oh, wow.
It's called Big Guns.
And we don't like that it's on there either.
I know. Yeah. Mal and Angus and the boys, they were mixing it up and writing some good tunes. And I came in and laid it down.
I got to post this thing on the Facebook about there's this funny, like, what do you call it? Like a comedic essay about an AC/DC songwriting session, and just like it's like kind of like a corporate meeting, and they're trying to get a lot of input and everything, and then finally somebody just, you know, they just rattles off a bunch of like, all right, squeezing and pleasing, and you know, just like all this other,
no ballads, AC/DC, not one ballad.
No, they never sold out like that.
Nope.
So let's just check into that award show one more time, and then I'll have like a parting shot that I think could take us out.
Best 80s pop nugget by a Scottish and or Australian band. Male vocalist, Aztec Camera, Oblivious. Just call me in, call me out, I'll be waiting for the show. Best 80s pop nugget by a Scottish and or Australian band. Female vocalist, Altered Images, I Could Be Happy. I could be happy. Best Electronic Music Album for People Who Think They Don't Like Electronic Music. Moon Safari by Air.
On ride levels on this one, I think it's last out.
And winner of the Fruit and Fiber Lifetime Achievement Award, The Apples in Stereo.
Sorry, blasting. Have you heard much Apples in Stereo?
No.
It's good for you. Sweet pop goodness from Denver.
Congratulations to all the nominees.
I gotta work that ducking fader thing.
I'm just concerned that listeners are now might be pleasing themselves to your wife's voice.
It's sexy, huh? She was like, yeah, I was like, do like those award show people do when they say the things. And she's like, was that too sappy? I'm like, no, that was great.
Was she willing to do this, or was she like, Gary, I have a household to run?
She was a tiny bit put out, but that's what it's... that's what marriage is all about. Sometimes you have to record some voiceovers.
I just love that you rented a room at Menchie's Yogurt to record all this.
I rented a tuxedo. It was a fruit plate from what's that fruit basket place that?
What is that fruit?
Edible
Creations.
So, one time we stayed
edible arrangements.
One time we stayed at a hotel in Philadelphia and there was bed bugs. We got to get the hell out of here. So we went to a different hotel, and the bed bug hotel sent us an edible arrangement for our inconvenience. No, it's associated with bed bugs. We can't eat those. it's crawling with bugs. But
this was our longest show to date, I think.
Oh, really? Is it longer than it's coming up? Oh, I think the Pardo one broke the 60-minute mark. Yeah, but that's okay. Yeah, sorry.
It's not your fault.
I'll rein it in next time. There's so much great music. So
it's a whole letter of an alphabet.
It is. It's the first letter. So we'll figure out some way to decide what the next letter is going to be, and we'll do that in 4 weeks. Maybe it could be a contest, or maybe we'll employ the I Ching or something.
We'll write all the letters down on paper.
Ooh.
And put them in a hat.
That could be. There's any number of ways to do it.
There's 24 more letters.
And the numbers.
Then we try another alphabet.
The Cyrillic alphabet. For Enye, this is my... Enye West. I love him. This is, I want to leave you now. This is a good curtain closing number. Cause I love a good show tune, Pat. And this is,
right.
This is from
Peter Allen.
No, it's not from Peter Allen,
Damn
the boy.
It.
Yeah, I wanted to see that show. But this is from another great and oddly profound show called Avenue Q.
Oh, okay.
And this is the closing number of that. And it's called For Now. And it's about how life is full of disappointments, but it's only for now. So, for now, I'm Gary Lucy.
And you're going to miss those disappointments. Just ask Trace Adkins. I'm Pat Francis, and silent partner Matt Belknap. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Why does everything have to be so hard?
Maybe you'll never find your purpose.
Lots of people don't.
But then I don't even know why I'm alive.
Well, who does, really? Everyone's a little bit unsatisfied.
Everyone goes round a little empty inside.
Take a breath, look around,
swallow your pride.
For now, for now.
Nothing lasts,
life goes on,
full of surprises.
You'll be faced with problems of all shapes and sizes.